Hello, this is Kelly the Voice. In a couple of weeks, I'll be starting my own show on the Crab Diving Network called K-Voice, a voice of resistance. In it, I'll be telling stories of resistance, times where protest and resistance worked, and others where it didn't. I will outline and update you on current political actions that are going on, big and small, so whatever your flavor, you can find your own ways of dissent. For now, I put up a Facebook page where I'll be posting the information I provide to you in this show and others for reference. Included on that link is where you can find a sister march to the Women's March in D.C. near you. There are sister marches all across America, in Africa, Siberia, even Saudi Arabia. If women in Saudi Arabia can attend a march, so, my friends, so can we. This is an inspiring moment in a relatively dark time in America. Keep in mind, we are angry. I am of the feeling that Inauguration Day is to get mad, to scream and yell with your fellow empowered citizens. The Women's March, however, is a day of celebration. We are celebrating women, minorities, and all free-thinking smart peoples of this great country. A celebration as a middle finger to Trump, his cronies, and the hordes of Trumpalos. A celebration that says he has not won. We are the majority, and they did not defeat us in spirit, and we are coming back stronger and more unified than ever. This is a celebration to continue to spark the movement of passion for resistance. This is a reminder of all the most powerful parts of our society and to all the most powerful people in our society of how much we are really worth fighting for. Think to inspire and lift up instead of rail against in disgruntled rage. Also, civil disobedience is one thing. Violence is another. Don't be an asshole and make the movement look bad. Don't give Trump more ammunition to use against us, especially photographic evidence that faux news can run repeatedly, giving those out to make a real difference a bad name. These are intended to be peaceful gatherings. Leave the vicinity if you sense the energy of the crowd change. There are imitators and infiltrators trying to disrupt these gatherings into violence. Keep a lookout for this and quickly leave the vicinity as calmly and peacefully as possible. Use your own judgment. Should a reporter approach you and want to talk, be sure you get their credentials and get a full rundown of what their report is and what it encompasses. Here are some practical specifics and things to know when marching, rallying, or protesting. First and foremost, have a plan. Figure out transportation options and logistics. Lunch, dinner, weather forecast. Never pass up a bathroom. Bring wet wipes and sanitizers because while there may be outhouses, they're probably not going to be clean. Especially in DC, don't plan on driving into the city. Figure out parking garage options, bus or carpool into the metro or walk. Give yourself plenty of time to get to the marches. Depending on where you are, it could be challenging. In D.C., count on the metros being full first thing in the morning on. If you are taking the metro, if at all possible, get a preloaded Smart Trip card with money on it. Don't be an asshole on the metro. Walk to the end of the train platform. The car in the front usually is a bit emptier than the rest. You can get first dibs on the escalator when you're exiting as well. Don't hold the doors open. This can cause them to break. And then the train will go out of service and you won't have any friends. Do not lean on the pole. It blocks it from everyone else. Do not sit if you are able-bodied. Make room for people trying to exit. And for the love of the flying spaghetti monster, walk left and stand right. Wear a bandana large enough to cover your nose and mouth. Water to wet the bandana, and don't wear contacts. Pepper spray and contacts don't mix. Wear a knit cap to help protect your skull if you're nervous. Have your ID and number to contact if you get arrested inside your socks or written on your arm if you're nervous. Otherwise, wear hiking shoes or Any shoes that you're comfortable being in all day and for a long walk. Think, what would I wear to Disneyland? Look up info online. In D.C., we'll be protesting under Trump's presidency, and they have repeatedly proven just how low they will go. Be ready for Trump to declare a state of emergency before or during the march. Be ready to face National Guard and private security, and talk to veterans to listen to advice. Bring a backpack, not a purse. Try to bring a camel pack for your water, pack sandwiches, again, toilet paper, wipes, and sanitizer. Bring extra cell phone batteries and a mobile charger. But don't plan on having service a lot. That many people in one area can put a strain on service. Signs. Make your signs out of foam core. Don't bother with a stick or a pole to put them on in case it gets confiscated. Make sure your sign isn't too heavy. A heavy sign can wear you out by the end of the day. Dress for function, not fashion. And if you step outside in the morning and you're chilly, you're not dressed warm enough. You're going to be cold all day, so make sure you're dressed warm enough. Do your research on the march. Figure out where you can and cannot go. Trump is not worth getting arrested for. I repeat, that man is not worth you getting arrested. Someone else said, these things are choose your own adventure and civil disobedience. If you are there to march and listen to speakers, you will have 95% of the other attendees in good company. But there will be groups there that want to do more, from sit-ins to more violent forms of protest. If you are not into that, just keep walking. Lastly, you are there to spark a movement. Be nice to people, especially locals. Be nice to the bus drivers and to the metro staff. Be nice to the street vendors. Help people if they look lost or their phone died. Flag down police officer if someone looks like they aren't dressed warm enough. Share your sandwich if someone looks hungry. These things have a remarkable capacity to bring out the best in this country. And this day, an inauguration day, will be historic. Have a plan. Wear warm socks. And you'll have an amazing day. If you go to my Facebook page at K-Voice, A Voice of Resistance, you will see I posted a pamphlet from the ACLU. It is for DC, but you can also attribute it to any other marches anywhere. And it's all information that you might need just in case you get arrested. Talks about things like carrying $100 cash and 3 days worth of essential medications, which you have in their original bottles. Make emergency childcare plans if you have children. Put a password on your phone to protect against searches. Memorize or write on your arm numbers for your family, your lawyer, and jail support. There's a really cool number they have there. It's for something called the National Lawyers Guild Inauguration Jail Support Line. That number is 202-670-6866. That's called the National Lawyers Guild Inauguration Jail Support Line. And the number is 202-607-6866. It also has information if you're not a citizen and you're undocumented and if you have disabilities and things like that. Anyhow, these things are supposed to be fun. Go there. Feel good, be with like-minded people, make a statement. This is one step in a long, long journey. Meinhof said, protest is when I say I don't like this. Resistance is when I put an end to what I don't like. Protest is when I say I refuse to go along with this anymore. And resistance is when I make sure everybody else stops going along too. This is us saying, this is not okay. This is us saying to the rest of the world and showing the rest of the world that this is not okay, that this is not normal, and that we will not stand for it. And then after the inauguration, after the marches, after we say and announce ourselves, then we get to the hard work. But this week, we make a damn statement. So get out there, get to a march. If you've never done it before, it's a blast. So just go and have fun. Have a party. Be safe. All right. Wish you the best. Please listen to my show in a couple weeks. It will be a little longer and a little more comprehensive. Take care of yourself. Take care of your children. Until then, keep on fighting.